Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Now here in San Antonio, there's a big winter storm. You might have seen it on the news. We got a couple of inches of snow, so the whole city shut down. We are not prepared for this kind of weather at all. So I'm up super late, and I was, you know, doing some research and stuff, and I decided, let me take a look at this most disturbing list again. And I'm looking at these movies. If you don't know how I do this, I just kind of look at a different list to see what movies keep popping up on different lists. And now I found one that's come up a few times, and it's another foreign movie. It's French, I believe, and it's called Inside. Now, apparently there's a remake of this one. When I looked it up initially, a 2016 version kept popping up, and it was in English, but apparently that's a more tame version of the one that's actually on the disturbing list. So I went and checked again. They said they want me to see the 2007 version to get the full disturbing aspect of what was going on. So I read a little bit of the description. It was really pretty generic. So off the top, to me, I was thinking, well, if it's this generic, the description, it's got to be about the execution. So what is this one about? Well, it opens up with this, the aftermath of a car crash. It's a couple. The woman is pregnant, and she looks bloody, but she's okay. The husband, not so much. So then, fast forward, we time jump 4 months. She's getting checked out by the doctor, who's telling her that, you know, she's overdue, and they're going to have to induce in the morning, you know, to deliver the baby or whatever. So she goes home, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's a knock on the door. It's a woman asking to come in and use the phone. Of course, she's home alone, pregnant, rightfully cautious, tells her, hey, my husband's asleep. Why don't you go try another house? I'm sorry, I'm not going to let you in. So then the woman, she says, no, your husband's not asleep. Your husband's dead. And she uses her name. So then she's like, well, wait a minute. You know, so she calls the police. The police come, they check around. You know, nothing's there. Fast forward, she goes to bed, and she's sleeping. Then, you know, we pan out. There's a woman standing over her, watching her sleep, with a very large pair of scissors. And yeah, I'm not going to get any more into it from there. The intensity goes way off the charts. Basically, we find out what this lady wants and why. And I have to say, this one caught me way off guard. Again, with the way it was set up, I wasn't expecting the amount of kills they had in this one. This one had quite the body count. And while the kills, they weren't original, they were really, like, grimy and visceral. Oh, and the blood. There was so much blood and gore in this. Both leads, the acting was good. I hit on that real quick. Both leads were really good. Of course, they had to do some silly things, you know, to make this body count work. You know, like how the police are there, but she doesn't scream or anything. She doesn't scream for help or try to do anything. Or how the police are just stupid and they don't call for backup and don't do some other things. I'm not going to get too deep in that. I don't want to spoil it for you. But yeah, they just don't act like they should in that kind of a situation. But anyway, there's, you know, like I said, there's, you know, just some really dumb decisions to kind of keep the story going. But I didn't even care because I was on the edge of my seat trying to figure out how this was going to end. Now, I did figure out the motive pretty early on. And I actually figured out why. It was a guess. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to say that I knew for a fact this is why. I guessed why. And I just threw it out there because of the way some stuff happened early. Spoiler free, not going to say in case you decide to watch this. Very few of you listening to this will probably decide to watch this. But if you do, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Now, the ending, I didn't see the ending coming at all. And you guys know how I like original content, original endings. And the ending did not disappoint. It was filled with plenty of gore, plenty of blood. And again, it's not how these types of movies are supposed to end. Especially with after everything that happened, you're watching it and you're like, okay. And it takes this turn toward the end of, I can't say that. Never mind. I'm not going to say that because I'll give it away. It just takes a turn and you think it's going to go one direction and it did not get there. Now, I know this isn't a regular type review and the scores don't really matter here. I'm really just here about, you know, was it disturbing or does it be on the list or not? But I did take a peek at the scores, and the pros had this at an 85%, but it was only 13 reviews, so that tells me that the critics must have a focus on this kind of genre, because if it was just, you know, open up to, you know, the regular audience, the regular reviewers, they probably would have killed this one. But yeah, that tells me that these are professionals into this genre. But the audience, which had over 5,000 reviews, was at 75%, which again is really high. But again, that also tells me that these are people that probably seek out these kinds of movies, like myself. And yeah, I gotta say, I agree with these scores. Now again, I'm grading this on the type of movie this is and how it delivers on that promise. Again, you can't review every single movie the same way. I'm judging this purely on what the promise was, did it deliver on that promise. And this is an extreme horror that definitely delivers on every level. It gives you the blood, it gives you the gore, it's intense, keeps you on the edge of your seat. Has a nice tight runtime. It's only 81 minutes, which is the perfect length to tell this kind of a story. But does it deliver as far as being on this most disturbing list? Now, that's a positive. So far, I really haven't said anything but about the blood and gore. And yeah, that's, you know, typical. Put that aside for a second. Now, here's why it's disturbing. Just think about this and picture this. The victim is a pregnant woman. She's being terrorized. She's getting beaten. She's being cut. She's being stabbed. I mean, it's pretty gruesome and pretty hard to watch. And oh yeah, spoiler free. Yes, if you're wondering, they do deal with the fact the baby is due. And that is probably why it's on this list. In fact, I would pretty much say that's exactly why it's on the list. So on the most disturbing scale, 1 to 5, I would put this one right at a 5. It earns its place on the list with that ending alone. You can throw out all the other murders and all the blood and the gore and all that other stuff. All that stuff is just for good measure. That ending is what really does it. But ultimately, if you are really into extreme horror genre like I am, this one was pretty good, and it's worth a look if you're into these kind of movies. But a warning to, you know, those out there that might want to try. This one, watch at your own risk. This one really is not for rookies or those with a weak stomach. This one is really for the vets of this genre. There are some more entry-level things that you can get into. But yeah, if this is your first journey into the extreme horror with the extreme gore side of things, yeah, this one is probably not the one to start with. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Definitely check me out on Facebook as well. Facebook page of the same name. I post all my stuff over there. Instagram, mostly low budget movie reviews. Also there, I'll be posting things. Trying to get my social media presence up. I'm still learning. I'm an old man, so I don't know how this stuff works, but I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to learn. But again, visuals coming still. I'm going to keep teasing that until I eventually figure out how I'm going to do it, I guess. But yeah, don't worry. This was just a one-off episode because I had nothing to do. Definitely going to get back into doing some reviews. And I've done a few thrillers lately, so I'm thinking I'm going to pick something different to review next, I think. Even though I think mostly that recently came out was nothing really but thrillers for the most part. But I'll find something else to check out, I think. But yeah, anyway, now I'm rambling, as I always do at the end of these. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for the support. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.